spend my whole life loving you. But now all you seem to wanna do is lie around. But we're not underground. See the light. The air is ripe for change, and soon we'll be smiling. Spend my whole life trusting you, but now all you seem to wanna do is stay reclined. You won't face time, but all we have is now. Forget that you already fell asleep. My words have failed to reach you. Oh well, I tried myself, I won't deny, for I can make amends, and I change my life, but I can never change you.
Well, that was William Malsom, and now, welcome to What Would Save the World. On Radio Free Brooklyn, on Radio Free Brooklyn, on Radio Free Brooklyn. My name is Tu Ketelo, and today I'm here with Freeze Frame. And we're going to be attempting to talk about the theatrics of this debate. And when I was listening to the debate between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, all I could think to myself was, shit.
Damn.
What the fuck is this world coming to?
It's all going down.
What's this world coming to?
It's all a clown.
What is this world coming to?
I don't know, man.
Hey, Freeze Frame, what are we coming to?
I don't know, man.
What?
Yeah. That's right.
Sometimes I just think.
What do you think?
That the actual elections are funnier than SNL.
Ooh, then you're going straight to hell.
That's always what I've been dreaming of, baby cakes.
Heaven.
Hell.
Death.
Purgatory.
Life.
I think we're really just in purgatory when it comes down to it.
Some sort of prison.
You know, I say we just keep this backing track on the whole fucking show.
Talking 1 hour.
Play it on loop.
Of dulcet tones. That bass.
Yeah, so again, you're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. My name is Tuke Edelo, and this is What Would Save the World. And this song, this instrumental that I'm so obsessed with being smooth on, it's called Slime in the Ice Machine. It's by William Malsom. And he's a real cool dude that I never met, and that first song you heard is by him also.
Check his album, Multiple Angles, online now.
You should go to his SoundCloud. It's William, and his last name is spelled M-A-L-S-A-M. Yeah, he's so much cooler than any of the presidential candidates. But I will say that I have been listening. I watched the election. Yes, that I did. Oh, I just found a story about Freeze Frame that I wrote. Let me read it to you all.
About me?
About me. About you. I wrote it when I was stoned in your room.
Fuck.
I wrote, Freeze Frame sits and ponders how the lasso was invented. Ooh. Freeze Frame never figures it out. He is very simplistic, or so he thinks. I think, therefore I am, is a toxic statement from the well of phrases meant to lead you to the fountain of youthful depression.
Talking shit about Descartes?
I wrote a story based on the analysis of Freeze Frame's nuclei. Mm. And that's where I stopped.
The story continues, y'all.
Yeah. Anyway, these elections. So Donald Trump keeps referencing Ronald Reagan.
True.
You want to know how divisive Ronald Reagan is?
How divisive?
Ronald Reagan is so motherfucking divisive. See, if you ask me, it's all Ronald Reagan's fault that Bernie Sanders even had a case against him.
Go on.
Bernie Sanders was a beautiful Jewish Jesus. I mean, I think I'm playing the wrong song. Well, this is called Inside Girl, and it's really beautiful. It's by William Molson. Let's just let it play, and we'll get back on topic soon.
And may the day
Welcome back to What Would Save the World on Radio Free Brooklyn. My name's Tugetalo. So this song, it's a really important song for me to talk about Ronald Reagan over. It's called For the Birds Outside My Window. It's by William Malsom, again. And Ronald Reagan is a really, really divisive man. I was going to talk about my hopes and dreams for Mr. Bernie Sanders, who was the Jewish Jesus. The Jews apparently don't have a Messiah, or that was what we were taught in Hebrew school. But Bernie Sanders, whether he was conscious of it or not, I believe he probably was. He believed in Tikkun Olam. I never say that right because I'm a terrible Jew. But it means to repair the world. And if you listen to this show often enough, I say I'm an anarchist, and I bet a lot of you want to punch me in the face because I sound like a bratty little teenager at a punk concert. But I never listened to pop punk. I never listened to Death Cab for a Cutie. I never listened to Dashboard Confessionals. I was never an emo kid. Anarchism to me means no oppression, no hierarchy, nothing like that, no classism. And Bernie Sanders wanted to take down the classism in this country. Free education, free healthcare, and the private prisons. Thankfully, Hillary Clinton touched on that quite a bit, but she didn't mention how her husband's bill in the 90s was responsible for a lot of this mass incarceration and private prisons. But she wants to take down the private prisons, and for that, I will somewhat gladly vote for her. But I believe in Bernie Sanders, and it's very hard for me to, justify that to a lot of people. I'm sorry, what?
Maybe you should just get drunk.
Maybe I should. Maybe that's just the best way to deal with it. We live in a society that doesn't want us to talk about our emotions at all. Sometimes you just have to do drugs and talk about your feelings, and then people will listen to you because you're on drugs, and if they're on drugs too, they'll remember the feeling that songs like this give you. You know that opening, you know what I'm talking about? It's like, here, listen. I don't know, it just reminds me of like some shit I can't remember.
A beautiful mistake.
Yeah. But anyway, as I was saying, I believe it to be Ronald Reagan's fault that people doubted Bernie. But my point was, people are like, how can you be an anarchist and vote for a socialist? How can you vote for all the private funding? I mean, not the private funding. How can you vote for all the public funding? It's like, I would rather have everybody have equal access to healthcare and education than just rip down the system. And he was the only one fighting for that in this election. At least that's what it felt like to me. You know, I mean, I'm hoping Hillary Clinton follows in those footsteps, but Reagan cut the public funding to such a tremendous level, on such a tremendous level that I believe that it carried over until now. And I believe that if we had not let Reagan trickle down economics happen, that we would actually have a shot at Bernie being a realistic option for this country. And if we vote in Trump, it's just going to be the same thing. There's going to be no opportunity for change and for equality if we elect Trump. It's not just, people keep saying, oh, if we have him for 4 years, it's just 4 years. But it's not just 4 years. The decisions people make while they're in office last us a while. It's not just 4 years. It's not just 8 years. It's taken Obama 8 years just to clean up Bush's mess. Sometimes I feel like we should just give him 4 more years just to be like, sorry you had to clean up after fucking Bush. And you know, if the things that Bill Clinton signed in the 90s are still affecting us now, two presidents later, like, we cannot have another Reagan in office. We will never be able to have a Bernie. Like, shit is coming to an end, you know? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't mean to be like one of these fear tactic politicians or any of this stuff, but like global warming is happening. Like we're running out of a lot of really important shit and we're not taking care of our soil. I talk about Monsanto all the time and we just want to fucking fuck around. People want to just be like, oh yeah, like whatever, it's not a big deal if Trump goes into office, but it is. He's going to do the trickle down economics, and you know it's so fucked up. It's so fucking fucked up. I think when it really comes down to it, what? I think that we should just go back in time. I think that we should go back
deep
in time. We should go deep in time. We should do trickle down time travel.
Ooh.
We should go back in time and we should stop Reagan from becoming president.
Stop humans from becoming apes.
Please explain further.
Talking going to dinosaur times. Finding yourself a good-looking dinosaur.
Yeah?
And saving that dinosaur.
What do you think would have happened if... Wasn't that kind of what's happening anyway? We got the lizard people.
Who? You know we got the lizard people.
Whew, baby. Who's a lizard person? Is it me?
Is it me?
Is it you?
Is it you, listener? Ooh. Yeah.
Is it me? Is it you? Is it Edith Pia?
Could be.
Anyway, now that I've had my moment where I talk about the failures of Reagan on modern age and public funding, and we got all the libertarians cutting off their dicks right now.
Snip, snip.
Again, this is William Molson, and you're listening to What Would Save the World on Radio Free Brooklyn. If you like Radio Free Brooklyn, you like free stuff. I like free stuff. I like everything free except for the free market. I don't like the free market. Fuck you, Gary Johnson. Fuck you.
Hey.
Gary Johnson, I put all your energy in a little rock, and I try to convince it every day to rethink your opinions on just about everything. I think the free market's just about anything is but free. Just about anything but free. Oh man, let's put that shit back on loop, man. I love that
God
music.
Damn, you're obsessed.
Oh, it's good. It feels good, doesn't it?
It feels pretty good.
To just talk over it, it makes the juices flow.
Audience, imagine my hips just swaying right now.
I feel like if the debate was Donald Trump versus Hillary Clinton and they had music in the background, this would be him, and he would just keep going, they took our jobs! They took our jobs! They took our jobs! And then Hillary would be like, well, you know, I've been working on it for so many years, and, you know, I have been preparing to be president. And then we would just have, wrong! Wrong! Well, you know, I feel like, you know, are you really blaming me for everything bad that's happened in the past 30 years? Wrong. Wrong. Isn't that pretty much what the debates sound like last night?
Yeah.
Man.
Down to a T.
Down to a T. So it's really like sports. Like they give these little like cutting things at each other, like real like on the sly. It's so weird. Like Hillary Clinton's like right off the bat, like Donald Trump doesn't know about what it's like to live in the working class. Or she's like, he had a lot of help. Donald Trump had a lot of help, and you know, blah 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 blah. And she's already cutting into his claim that he had like $1 million to start off with, which he didn't, you know. They looked into that. Actually, he had a lot of help. So he's
14 mil, man.
Like, can you imagine what we could do with 14 million now compared to like what he could do in 1970 with $14 million?
Man, put me in 1970 with $14 million. You know what I would do?
What?
Buy me a blimp. Fly around the world. Be like, look at the Eiffel Tower.
Do you think that, like, if Trump wins, we're gonna have the Apprentice White House edition?
Yeah.
Damn. You know, but when Hillary Clinton first started talking, all I could think to myself was, damn, this lady is, like, a really bad actress. And I kept thinking, shit, like, if she's really that bad of an actress, does that mean she's lying? Or does that mean she's telling the truth? You know what I mean? Because there's so much theatrics in politics. And I know that, like, she's definitely, like, lied about shit. And she was definitely, like, lying about stuff last night. Like, she was talking a lot of, like, Black Lives Matter stuff. Like, and sort of, like, in a big way, like, following up on some Bernie Sanders stuff. And I thought that was pretty cool of her. I was like, okay, like, if this is really the platform she's going to go on and she understands, like, a large portion of, like, millennials and the up-and-coming generations want things done a certain way. And if she's really listening to that, like, good kudos to her, you know? But I wonder if she's really going to do it. And I don't know if she can make up for those, like, that super predator comment. Like, that's some pretty racist shit. But, I mean, obviously it's better than Trump. I mean, it's always, it's so fucking pathetic. It's like, it's better than Trump. It's better than Trump. But apparently you can get her books at the airport.
Really?
Yeah.
Goddamn. The airport's got everything these days. I went to the airport. Got myself a Willie Nelson biography once.
Was it good?
I read like 100 pages. It was like 500 pages for some reason.
Damn.
Dude's been through some stuff, man.
Yeah, I bet he has been. Yo, let's play some good shit. Ooh. I mean, this is some really good shit. William Molson, you're like making my brain go crazy, William Molson.
Ooh.
But now we're going to play this shit.
We're doing
it. We're going to play some crazy shit. Oh, fuck, I don't want to listen to an ad. You've been like, damn it. It really is just like weird, like, thought-out sports, the debates. You know, fuck it, I hate the debates. I hate the debate. I was watching the debates, and I thought I was going to get sick. Did you remember that?
Yes.
I was like, didn't I ask you if we could leave?
Yeah.
And you were like,
No.
You don't care about me.
That's not true.
No, you
won't. Oh, no. Please.
Here we go. We're gonna listen to some Willie Nelson. I was a highwayman. Along the coast road I did ride. Sword and pistol by my side. Many a young bird lost her marbles to my trade. Many a soldier spent his lifeblood on my blade. The master caught me in the spring of 25. Oh, there he is.
But I am still alive. Hey, it's the highwaymen, y'all.
Yeah, bitch. I was a sailor. Doo-doo.
Upon the tide. With the sea, I did a bird.
But, you know, we got to talk about the airport book crisis. I'm glad you got a Willie Nelson book, but, like, really, they got some pretty shitty books.
You can't get classics there.
What the fuck is up with that? I want to read some Grapes of Wrath when I ride a plane.
Yeah.
Fuck.
It's short. It's good. You read it. You get out.
Tell me where the fuck the American Girl series are in the airport.
All you can get is Rolling Stone.
Remember when Rolling Stone used to be about music?
Man.
Rolling Stone and MTV should go have a baby with the debates when that used to be about. The debates used to be about people and how we matter. Now they're just about, like, two fucking people fighting. I mean, when it really comes down to it, I wish that we could just have, like, two presidents. Like, I fucking hate Trump. I hate Trump so much. But right now, there's so much of a divide. Everybody's like, oh, that's divisive. That's divisive. I don't think, like, talking about Black Lives Matter is divisive at all. Like, I don't think talking about all these very important issues, like race stuff and, like you know, LGBT issues, I don't think that's divisive. What I do think is divisive is Republican-Democrat stuff. Like, parties, like, nobody in the, I mean, there are homophobes and there are racists. There are blatant racists and there are blatant homophobes and there are blatant white supremacists. Then there's everybody else. A lot of people are not aware of their white supremacy. A lot of people are not aware of, like, how they're sort of, just that they just don't get it because we're discouraged from talking about our feelings and we're also discouraged from, like, from admitting that we're wrong. That's a huge, that's actually, there's this great TED talk about, like, wrongness and how we're trained that wrong, being wrong is bad. Like, it's okay to be wrong. It's okay to be wrong. And then that's how you learn to be fine. You realize that you're wrong. But I just think that, like, the fact that we cannot seem to find, like, this balance between, like, why do Republicans, I believe that most people in this country want everything to be okay. I don't think there's that many people in this country who are genuinely, genuinely lazy, who don't want to work, who don't want to do anything, who don't want everybody in this country to be at least somewhat okay. Like, I've never met those people. Like, do you know those people? I don't know many.
No. They're called sociopaths.
Yeah, and they exist. But I think that probably a lot of people get diagnosed as sociopaths are not actual sociopaths, like early people would call it, because they probably just have a lot of other problems, or they're discouraged from talking about their feelings, and that's called the patriarchy. That's toxic masculinity. Don't talk about your feelings. Don't feel, son. Don't cry, son. And then, you know, you bottle that all up, and it comes out as anger. And there's nothing wrong with anger either. Like, if I was, like, a black person in America right now, or if I was a Native American person or a Hispanic person or a gay person, I'm kind of gay, but I pass. But, you know, if I was, like, not passing, like, white, straight, cis female, like, I would be fucking furious, and that's completely valid, but I guess what I'm saying is, if we had, because I do think that Trump asks some really important questions. I don't think he has very good solutions. I don't think he really has any solutions. I think he's very much just another actor running for president. Like what happened last time we had an actor run for or become a president, Ronald Reagan. He's basically, you know, he's a businessman, but he's also an actor. He's a reality TV show star. He knows how to make good TV. And he was doing a really, really excellent job drawing attention away from Hillary Clinton by just, like, brushing his nose, drinking water, shuffling. Like, he was doing a really good job of making you not look at her, that he's good at that. But I think that he was talking about, like, how do we get our jobs back? And he just kept saying, like, they took our jobs. But, like, the dichotomy between, like, diplomacy and isolationism, like, he's, like, saying how we shouldn't trade with China, we shouldn't trade with this country and that country and blah, blah, blah. And I just think that's a bad idea. Like, I think that, I'm not super, like, pro, like, complete globalism. Like, I don't know. I don't even know if I am. I hear a lot about globalism, and I don't really know what
globalists.
What do you think about globalists?
There's a globalist plot afoot.
What do you think? Explain more.
They're going to take the guns, and they're gonna kill all of us. Ask Alex Jones, y'all.
See, he's on in Austin, ain't he?
That's right, he's on in Austin. You know who else is on in Austin?
Who?
William Malsom's on in Austin, yeah.
Is he on the radio in Austin?
No.
Well, he should be.
Yeah.
The fuck? Why is he on a radio in New York and not in Austin? That pisses me off. This is William Molson right now. Yeah, fuck the debate. Let's talk about William Molson. William Molson for president. But, yeah, I just don't... So he was, like, talking about that. Like, and obviously, we need jobs. So what is the balance between diplomacy and isolationism? When I was talking to Freeze Frame before the show about this, and I was like, well, maybe the general public is, like, not stupid or anything. Like, maybe these people who are politicians aren't smarter than us. And he's like, I think that's a stupid thing to say. And it kind of is a stupid thing to say. But I guess I just want you to ask yourselves that question. Like, diplomacy versus isolationism, what's the balance there? Like, we talk about these dichotomies, individualism versus collectivism, private funding versus public funding. Let's talk about the actual issues that we have people who are hungry, people who need health care, people without any way to provide for their families. I don't know if we really need to be super focused on funding and more focused on how many resources we have and how we are managing them. We could manage these things and try to figure out a way to do it without the money, because the money is kind of a distraction. It's a whole nother thing. We have this much money, but it's a fake system. Do you know what I mean, Freeze Frame?
Sort of.
Please ask me questions.
What's the alternative?
The alternative is what a lot of people would not be into, but we literally could look at the amount of food we have in our country, or the amount of food we have coming in and whatever, and figure out how to divide it equally. Or we could construct vertical farming towers in every city and run them off solar panels, and anybody who contributes there, even a couple hours a week, gets enough produce to feed their families. Am I playing Inside Girl again somehow?
Yes. That was Inside Girl by...
Which I believe we played already.
William Mawson.
William Mawson is a celebrity. But I guess what I'm saying is, like, I understand money's existed for a long time, and people hear me saying that I don't think money needs to exist anymore, and they just think, oh my god, crazy idealist. But really, though, like, why is that the primary measurement for resources? Like, why do you think that? Do you think it's what actually makes the most sense? Do you think it's really the most efficient?
I think we should listen to this beautiful song right now. Think about how much money this beautiful song is gonna make.
It actually making me think more about how, like, money has become more important than people to a lot of people. Like, people like Trump, he literally said last night in the debate, when they were talking about the foreclosures and all the housing crisis and all that shit, and he said, well, that's, and how he wanted to talk about how he was going to buy all these foreclosed properties, and he said, well, that's business.
Yeah.
That's, in a nutshell, the problem I have with our money system and the way our economics work in this country, or just in general. Like, we're gonna take money, and companies like the energy transfer, whatever, those people who are doing the pipelines in Dakota, they don't care about the health and safety of the people in the water in the area. They care about how much money they're gonna make. Same with Monsanto and their crops. They don't care that it's gonna destroy the soil. They care about the money and how, what it's gonna do for them. Like, how do you get rid of greed? I don't know if you can get greed out of money. Like, do you think there's a way to do it without money that would make more sense? You're looking at me like I'm crazy. Freeze frame was like, I have no fucking idea. Nobody has any idea. I guess I just want some, like, fucking validation for my pathetic idealism. All right, let's...
You're pathetic.
Okay, so here. So Freeze Frame may not know about whether or not we could do society without money. I'm pretty confident that we could. So maybe that's all that I need. I don't need his fucking validation.
Yeah, just do it.
Yeah, because, yeah, I could know people are told... If you don't think you know... See, that's another thing.
Just do it.
See, yeah, maybe politicians know more about what's going on in the world, and they know more about, like, the problems and the conflicts we face because they've had more international meetings, whatever. They know more about the details on it. But I think we've been so, like, trained. There's so much trained helplessness here. Like, oh, you don't know. You can't figure it out yourself. There's a lot of bullshit. But we're going to play Too Many Ways to Disrespect the Frame. And I'm sure he feels a little disrespected right now.
Yeah.
Excellent suggestion. Thank you, thank you. You're far too kind. It's been a while since I could just lounge on a track. Like I'm just lounging. Like two ghosts in a hotel lobby.
Ties you to a moment and I'm the fucking rope. Destroyed heaven and hell with the shit I wrote. Now my feet hit the street, whole city to me. Man, the story may be told, but it ain't complete. Like, is it really real enough? Is it really real? The projection may be over, but you're acting still. Freeze frame an image, change the meaning it will. While the bass from your speaker shake till your drink spills. She has no regrets and no remorse. About the gold teeth and the gold velours. About crashing hotels on the sold out tours. Or wiping off the tears from the marble floors. I'm ready to flow and I'm reading to sing. living for the rhythm and whatever it brings. A word in a vacuum is a worm on a string. Hooks for the money, bringing hooks to the ring. Not the other way around. Whether I am lost or found in the sound, a venom spit like the Texas sun. Cause there's too many ways to be number one. Like, is it really real enough? Is it really real? The section may be over, but I'm writing still. The mod is getting thinner to get my thrill. Like the blood dripping winners don't end just to sign a deal. What more can I say? I rock the cash and leather jacket like I'm MCA. Johnny on the spot like every day. Going downside saddle on the lost highway. I'm zoning in twilight, nothing is left right. Every persona is fixed and finite. A word in a vacuum is a worm on a string. Hooks for the money, bringing hooks to the ring. Thank you, thank you. You're far too kind. 13th floor, please. Thank you. Are you real? Am I real? I never said I would rest in peace or slack a minute. The night's a feast and I'm all up in it. Like you and getting dumped up by Lajuan. I won't stop till the game is won. Other rappers getting served cause they're underdone. I savvy and clever, then I'm on the run. Downhill wind, ratchet, catching momentum. Don't hate the other cause it ain't in your system. A word in a vacuum is a worm on a string. Two ghosts turn their heads when the telephone rings.
People think I'm fucking insane. Nobody understands what it's like. Nobody understands what it's like to be this sad anti-monetary bitch. No, it's really, really... I mean, like, I really hope somebody listening out there can hear me, like, desperately, like squirming in my seat, like money doesn't make sense, there has to be another way. And I understand that most of that we've all pretty much grown up in a non-monetary, I mean in a completely monetary society, but like if you think about like bartering makes a lot of sense because you get to decide on what the value of something actually is to you, and you need money, it's like, oh, it's a standard thing. And I mean, I guess if you want to barter and stuff, people, you could say that's like the free market, but I don't really believe in people just being able to do whatever the hell they want for like business, because if it hurts other people, then it's a problem. But I also I really do believe in collectivism, or people just taking some amount of responsibility for the other people on the planet and caring. And I guess I can't make that happen, and that's one of my major problems as a human being, is that I don't know how to deal with that, and it makes me kind of want to die sometimes. But that's okay, because I fail at empathy all the time because I'm flawed. And we actually have a caller. Let's stop this really dramatic, beautiful music by William Molsom. And that song, that was just freeze frame, by the way. And while that was happening, I did like a booty shake in the studio. All right, caller, what is up?
So, like, I know I called in a few weeks ago. Oh, God. But I'm just calling in to just
remember
say
her?
That, like, so intense. Like, Hillary Clinton's gonna be president. Hillary Clinton is gonna be president. There's just no way she's not gonna be president. It just, like,
I mean, I really, at this point, I do hope that Hillary is going to be president, because we don't have a lot of options, really. I mean,
oh my God, like, I'm with her. Like, I just called in to say, like, I'm with her. I'm with her, and I think you are too, because, like, it sounds like you're sort of leaning that way.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm really offended with, like, how not seriously you're taking this.
I mean, like, I mean, do you really expect me to take it all, like, that seriously? I mean, it's kind of all bullshit, you know?
Like, I really feel like you're just not taking this very seriously.
I'm
not.
You're
just kind of, like, making fun of them, but, like,
of course
this is
I am.
Deal. This is the first time in U.S. history that we're going to have a woman for president. You know what it is?
It's and that's great.
Feminism 2016. Feminism for white women, right? Feminism for 2016. That's who I'm voting for. I don't know what you're voting for, but that's what I'm voting for.
I mean, listen, honey. I'm voting for not Bernie Sanders, unfortunately, and I'm voting for definitely not Donald Trump. And I don't know. Who are you voting for, freeze frame?
Clinton.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just all pretty.
End of story.
It's all pretty, like, kind
I'm just
of a
calling
mess.
To say, I'm with her.
I'm glad you called to say her. That.
I'm with her.
Thank you.
And I'm really happy to see that you're coming around and you're with her too.
Yeah, I mean, on some level, like, I'm not down with some of, like, with the private prison bill when I'm not down with her not owning up to certain things, but, like, she's cool.
My name's
like,
Hillary too, by the way. Have a nice day.
Oh, man.
I hope she gets a nice day. Thank you for calling.
She's a piece of work, that one. And apparently her name is Hillary. I think we'll be hearing back from her. Again, you're listening to What Would Save the World on Radio Free Brooklyn. My name's Tuke Edelo, and this is Freeze Frame.
Hey. How's it going, y'all? How's my voice sound out there on the radio?
Probably better than mine. You got such an intense voice. So I think that, you know, I kind of hear what you're saying, that I'm not really taking it that seriously. I got really pissy with people online when they're not taking this shit seriously. But after watching it last night, and it basically, like, fucking, like, poor Hillary, she must be, like, mortified that this is, like, what it's come down to, that that's who she's debating when she finally gets to be the Democratic nominee.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's fucking, okay, so... Let's rock this shit. Here, I want you to hear just fucking hype man over this shit. You'll know what it is. Fuck, not the ad. I want you. You'll
know.
Want
me to hype man some shit.
I want you to hype man some shit because, yeah, like I take the debate seriously.
Yes!
But, yeah, exactly.
Debate. Yeah.
You know, everybody's talking about the elections, and I don't want to be a follower.
Follow. Yes. Tell me why. 2004. Let's go. Dreams. Sing.
A song of love for every boy
and girl. Yes!
Yo, this is what the Republicans are telling their kids to sing about Trump.
Back in the day! The world was beautiful before murder. Before our eyes, beauty. Go. Yes. Death.
Freeze. Frame.
Murder.
Freeze. Brain.
Starvation. Hatred. Whack MCs.
Fuck money, bitch. Get high.
Yeah.
Fuck your capitalism.
Yeah.
Fuck your money. Fuck your GMOs. Fuck your quinoa. Declan Gabbarian.
Oh, man. Hey. Wow. Who I am.
Yo,
four.
To waste a world full of war.
Yes.
I feel like everyone who's ever become a politician had a moment where this was their inner monologue.
Every politician was a really sentimental 6-year-old.
Yeah, pretty much. Actually, I was.
Are you a politician?
You
a madman?
I could easily become one. Do I seem like the type?
You could do it.
No. Just tell me why.
Some people suck.
What's my favorite part? I fucking love this kid.
I like they had to hire like 15 background singers to come into the studio and do this. Why? Okay, so you're gonna sing why.
Man, I fucking love that kid. Freeze frame, why don't you tell me what your platform would be if you ever ran for president?
All right. I'd like you to thank you all for being here today. As I tell you why you should vote for me for president.
Why should they vote for you, freeze frame?
I'm going to make everything's free from now on.
Are you going to call it the free market, bitch?
Hey, we can put up markets and they can be free. Hallelujah.
Yeah, you just don't understand politics and neither do I. Guns. None of us do.
No,
do you think anybody
exist.
Really understands politics?
Yes.
Who?
Like experts.
Experts. I'm an expert, actually. I'm an expert at the world politics. I understand exactly how to fix America. Exactly. You know what I mean? Like, if you really think about it... Like,
well, I think you can understand the solution is so complex that you can't really implement anything to actually solve things.
Yeah, I get that. I think I do understand that. That's why I'm like, we could just, like, have a society without money, but nobody would listen because we're all set in our ways. And then I'm sure there's, like, other leaders who are really into money and they're, like, sociopaths, so we can't get them out of office. And then we got sociopaths running for office. And then people who would actually be good leaders, people won't vote for them because they look all scrappy, like Bernie Sanders. You know, they have, like, a little schmutz on there or whatever. You know, let's play The Mark. This is Hot Glue by The Mark.
No, this is
a part-time warehouseman. Let's start it over. Here we go.
This is part-time warehouseman by The Mark from Austin, Texas, y'all. Hard rock, let's go.
Bitch.
Smoking my eyes, got a glue gun in my head. Sit alone, check my phone, maybe twice. A day or so in the pen. The racks jut out around me like towers. The boss clears his throat another hour. The product's all up, it'd be a nice if you could just tidy it up. Warehouseman, I look with fresh eyes.
Was Part-Time Warehouseman by the Mark Austin based band.
Yeah,
I'm here with Freeze Frame.
How's it going, y'all?
Now we're gonna play some Barbra Streisand, just because Barbra Streisand saved my world. Hopefully she can save yours.
What's it gonna be?
A Piece of Sky from Yenta.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Is it really? Do you know anything about that?
I've heard this song before.
Meant to be.
Who hasn't heard this song?
Plenty of people.
Follow the yellow brick road.
There's been a drastic change.
Follow the yellow brick road.
You went to overdrive. Oh.
You're the worst DJ of all time right now. This is what mashups are, right?
From Hair.
I know.
No, you don't.
I do know.
Stop.
And... straight to the meat.
Yo, this is me and Freeze Frame's song.
That's right.
And now he just told me about this, and now whenever I listen to this song and I listen to my money back, all I can imagine is Freeze Frame doing it really intensely. Oh man.
Just picture me, audience.
Just going, but Meatloaf in front, and like every chorus person going, I want my money back. It's just Freeze Frame. Like, really intense. You should check out Freeze Frame on Bandcamp. You should check out William Malsom on SoundCloud. You should check out The Mark. They're probably on SoundCloud too, right?
They're on Bandcamp. TheMarkAustin.bandcamp.com. Their EP, their debut EP, Hot Glue, is up on their website now. Now. Now.
That's what this is all about.
And William Malsom has a Bandcamp also. You can get his new album, Multiple Angles, on that as well.
Yeah, and this is a fucking weird show. I know it's hard to talk about those debates because they give me a ton of anxiety. So I just want to say that I think that y'all are fantastic for listening to this show. If you like this show, you can tune in sometime soon to What Would Save the World on Facebook.com, Facebook.com/What Would Save the World. This is Radio Free Brooklyn. My name is Tuke Edelo. Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much.
Freeze Frame. We got like a minute here, and I can't press stop on here right now because someone is trying to fix something on here.
Welcome to our world.
It'll just cut me off if we just so we just keep talking. If you ever want to be on the show, you can email me at 2kedalow@gmail.com.
If you ever want to lose a rap battle, you can email me at freezeframeartist@gmail.com.
It looks like we're going to have more time in here right now. Something weird's happening. All right.
In conclusion.
What is going on right now?
Elect me for president.
I believe that I can do this now. Is this ever going to be a... I don't know if something really weird is going on right now. The show's... We're just talking now. Oh, no, we're not. We've just been... Everybody, I know you just listened to a lot of bullshit because I thought that I had way less time. Somebody, this computer here, and sometimes people can log into it from outside to fix things with the station, but it was like in the last minute. Anyway, if you want to talk just about stuff on the show, email me at 2kedalow@gmail.com. The new season starts in November. It's going to be way more organized. Thank you, Freeze Frame. You're always defective and shit. Goodbye, everybody. Thank you for listening to me. Here, that's where it was like Freeze Frame. I imagine Freeze Frame that I want my money back, you just being really intense.